Hey, it's Michael Kerr here. Thanks for dropping around. You are listening to Inspiring Workplaces, Humor at Work. Disney employees often get asked a seemingly stupid question, namely, what time is the 3 o'clock parade? And of course, Disney being Disney, all of their employees understand that this isn't a stupid question at all. After all, what are their customers really asking? Quite likely, when do you have to actually be in line to get a good view of the parade? Or does the parade always start on time? Or perhaps when will the parade pass by this particular spot? If you want to provide Disney-esque customer service, then listen carefully to what your customers are really asking you whenever they pose a question. And if you want to have better conversations at work, then listen for the subtext lurking quietly under the surface of the questions being asked by your supervisor, colleagues, and employees. And now my fun at work tip. Sometimes the smallest of traditions and perks can have a disproportionate impact on a company's culture. SAS, the software analytical company frequently listed as the best place to work in the U.S., not to mention garnering the number two spot for multinational companies, has a well-deserved reputation based on their inspiring culture and how well employees are treated, including their commitment to work-life balance. But it's a small tradition that began back in 1976 that often gets mentioned first by employees and in every write-up about their company. M&M Wednesdays. Each Wednesday, every employee, customer, or supplier who enters any one of their worldwide offices will find M&Ms available at nearly every turn. It's a small but fun gesture that has had a surprisingly disproportionate effect on their culture. So look for simple traditions that can turn into legendary parts of your culture, starting maybe with your own fun food-related theme day. And the quote of the week from Dilbert cartoonist Scott Adams, creativity is allowing yourself to make mistakes. Art is knowing which ones to keep. And finally, in our It's a Wacky World section, following up on last episode's hilarious list, here are some more awkward high school analogies. She had a deep, throaty laugh, like the sound a dog makes just before he throws up. John and Mary never met. They were like two hummingbirds who also had never met. Her vocabulary was as bad as, like, whatever. The lamp just sat there like an inanimate object. The revelation that his marriage had disintegrated after 30 years of marriage came as a rude shock, like a surcharge at a formerly surcharge-free ATM. Well, until next time, this has been Michael Kerr reminding you to put more humor to work for less stress and more success.